2025. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg and is taken from John chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. Now there were six stone water jars there for the Jewish rite of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water, now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. The best saved for last. At the wedding in Cana, Jesus quietly turned water into wine, his first sign revealing his glory. But more than rescuing a bridegroom from embarrassment, this miracle points us to Christ's greater work. He brings joy where only emptiness stood, filling stone jars once used for ceremonial cleansing with something new. This foreshadows the cross, where Jesus would shed his blood far better than any wine to purify us from all sin. The master of the feast marveled, "You have kept the good wine until now." So too, God saves the best for last. In Christ, the old order of the law gives way to the fullness of grace. Through faith, we taste the rich feast of forgiveness now, yet even more awaits us at the eternal wedding feast of the Lamb. Trust that in Christ, the best truly is yet to come. Rejoice in Him who fills you with overflowing joy. Amen.